Welcome to the transformative teaching of Pastor Mavis C.O.G., whom God has called in this generation to raise a community of Christ-like believers who are purpose-driven, passionately ablaze for God, and set for global impact. Get ready to encounter wisdom and power as these words will cause a remarkable shift in your life.
Without wasting much of our time, let's receive God's servant, Pastor Daniel Olawande. Put your hands together. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. One more time, I want to say thank you to Pastor for having me here. Thank you. Thank you. And thank you, Mama, for that powerful prayer charge. Thank you. I was blessed. Are you ready again tonight?
You do not lie, you do not fail. You too, though it doesn't exist, you can never exist.
You do not lie,
you do not fail. What is that for you to do?
It doesn't exist, though
it can never ever exist.
According to your knowledge and your will for me, what you say you have done, I shall be to one I know.
Because you are not a man that changes your mind. Oh.
Wait. Calm down. Wait. I want you to understand what you are singing. Don't just sing. It says, according to your knowledge. Wait. Calm down. According to your knowledge and your will for me, what you say you have done. No, wait. You didn't hear. He didn't say what you say you will do. What you say you have done, I just need to enter. Listen, there are many things to align to tonight. Because when God says it, he has performed it. He's not trying to do it. He has done it. He is not trying to do. He has done. Our work tonight is to enter. According to your knowledge and your will for me. What you say?
You are done. Just because you are not a man that changes your mind. Trust and know you. Trust me. Not the losses and charity, but the harm of flesh. No man can prevail.
No man.
My confidence is you. What is hard for you? It can never exist.
You do not lie.
You do not lie. You do not fail. What is hard for you to be? What is up for you to do? He doesn't exist. He can never exist.
Daddy, we have come again tonight. Thank you because you don't lie. You are not a scammer. We worship you.
Sweet Holy Spirit, co-equal with the Lord, co-equal with the Father. Thank you. I worship you. I'm not the most qualified, and my name is anointed, but the mercy of the Lord kept qualifying me. Holy Ghost, thank you for always sending me as your invoice. Please glorify Jesus tonight. Let the word come with power. And I vow not to take the glory in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Have your seat like kings and queens. I testify, Jesus, you are not a star.
I testify,
Jesus, you are not
a star.
Oh yes, I know. Oh. Jesus, you are not
a star.
I testify that you are. Jesus, you are not. You are not a star. Oh yes, oh yes, oh yes, oh yes, oh yes, I know.
Jesus,
oh yes, I know.
Oh yes, I know. Jesus, you are not a star.
Sit down, sit down. In the first service, I was teaching something. If you did not come, go and listen to it. How many things did I explain about the mountain? How many points did I give you? Is it three or four? Three? What's number one? Place of encounter. What's number two? Place of transaction. What's number three? Place of insight. Okay, let's continue. Place of insight. If you didn't come, go and get the tape so you can understand what we are talking about. Number four, the mountain is the place of acquisition of grace. Matthew 8:1. The mountain, no, because I'm teaching tonight on to assess the next order. You must remove certain mountains. You must understand the mountains. You must understand the mountains. And there are mountains you remove. And I spoke about four things you can do to mountains. What's number one? You can move the mountain. What's number two? You can butt through it. What's number three? You can walk around it. What's number four? You can fly over the mountain. For you to know what to do to a mountain, you must understand the nature of the mountain. Are you following me? For example, if it is transaction, what do you do with it? You bought through it. If it is transactional, if that is a transactional mountain, do you move it? If it is a mountain that produces a counter, do you move it? Number four, the mountain is a place of acquisition of grace. Hebrew, let's read Matthew 8:1. When he was come down from the mountain, what happened? They saw something on his head. After the mountain encounter, they pursue after him. When you ascend to the mountain, and I taught you in part one how to ascend, right? When you ascend to the mountain, as you are descending, multitude follow you. Grace follow you. Now, you see, in the book of Luke chapter 4, or Matthew chapter 4 that we read. Now, show me Luke 4:14. as Jesus descended from the mountain. See what happened to him. As he descended from the mountain. Luke 4:14. As he was coming down from the mountain. Everybody, let's read. And Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit. What happened next? And there went out a fame of him. People are looking for fame when they should ascend to mountain. Those who seek God, men seek them. Those who seek God, what happened? Men seek them. Jesus went to the mountain. As he was coming, he returned in the power of the Spirit, and his fame went abroad. The mountain is the place to acquire grace. Show me Mark 1, 35 to 38. Show me. Those who are sent to the mountain, men look for them. Ever, let's read. And when? Rising up when? A great while before the day. See, men that seek God before the day, they have command of the day. You can't be waking up by 8 o'clock. Increase this thing for me. Many of you sleep too much. Tired. You sleep too much. See, look at Jesus. When did he wake up? I can't hear you. When in the morning? A great while before the day. Day breaks by 6. A great while before the day will be between 3 and 4. What did he do? He went out and departed where? Into a solitary place to go and chat. What are you going to do? You can't start your day on TikTok and your life will tick and talk. Shy. Why will you start your day on Instagram? You start your day on Facebook. You start your day on Snapchat, on Twitch. You can't start your day seeking men. Jesus, started his day with God. He rose up a great while before. If you will make it in destiny, start your day every day with God. Meaning, you are saying, God, you are my priority. That is Matthew 6, 13. Seek ye first. It is priority. Lord, this, when I wake up in the morning, the first thing is to check the time I wake up. As I check the time I wake up, I go down on my knees to say, Father, thank you for today. Then I stand up, I enter the restroom to ease myself. From there, enter the bush. Kalamburaisha. Lord, thank you for this morning. Kababa, I worship you. I journey. That is what my day looks like. You can't start your day checking Snapchat. Any message that is urgent should wait until I'm done praying. I'm saying, God, you are my priority. Lord, you are in charge. Lord, you are my owner. I am yours. I am yours. Till the day you will come. Jesus.
Jesus, I am yours.
Abba. Let me ask you a question. Are you married? Yes, you are married. Where's your wife? Are you married? Where's your wife? Oh. Are you married? Okay. This man is calling your number. And this man is calling your number. And they are calling at the same time. Whose call will you pick?
You will tell him,
the number you are calling is not available. The number you are calling is not available. The number you are calling, calling, yo, calling.
Why should you be competing with him in calling me? You will pick his call first because he's your Lord. He's your hobby. He's your baby. He's your sugar. He's your whatever it is. He's a stranger. When you are done with him, you will go and answer him. That's if you feel like answering. How come you answer the call of men before the call of your Savior? Many of you would have done 3 hours on Instagram before you carry your Bible. It shows your priority. And you know, be saying, Lord, I love you. He knows who love him. Don't be a scammer. Let me tell you, to show who is the, who loves you most, the one who wakes you up in the morning is the one that loves you. If he didn't wake you, you will still be sleeping. You will sleep till they bury you. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. But every morning, say, wake up. Ah! You woke up because he woke you. Some people slept yesterday, they did not wake up. Hey! Because God didn't come to wake them up. Can you wake yourself up? If you think alarm woke you up, carry it to mortuary. And add a GBL speaker and put it by the ears of a dead person and play pam pam, pam pam, pam pam, and see if the person will wake up. It's not alarm that wakes person up. It is God that wakes people. If he doesn't wake you, you are gone. To prove to you that he cares, he woke you, then you responded to Instagram. The one who woke you, you didn't tell him, good morning, Jesus. Good morning. I know you came from heaven above. The Holy Spirit. Good morning, Jesus. The person who wrote that song wrote it from a revelation. He said, in my morning, the first person I talk to is you. Now, you know, this Gen Z, oh my God. Our fathers, check the kind of songs they sing. Their song reflect their purity. Mo so layo, mo ji layo, mo fo go follower. In the morning, early in the morning, in the morning, I will rise and do Instagram. In the morning, early in the morning, in the morning, I will rise and do TikTok. In the morning, early in the morning, in the morning, what will you do? Wait. Show me my scripture. When I'm using scripture, leave picture. Show me the scripture. And when? Rising up a great while before the day, he went into a solitary place. What did he go and do? I can't hear you. Jesus. Who we are praying through, when to pray. Jesus, that we pray in his name, when to pray. Obadua. Jesus, that we pray in his name, woke up early in the morning and went to pray. What happened after I went to pray? Next verse, show me. And Simon and they that were with him followed after him. Who are you following? Who are you following? There are people you are following online that they are leading you to trouble. There are people you should unfollow this night. They are leading you to sin, leading you to flesh, leading you to Canaan. They followed after him. Next verse, see what happened. Shouting like you have never read the Bible in your life. And when they had found him, they said to him, how many men? Anyone that seeks God, men seek him. anyone that seeks God. All men. See, the men you are looking for, they are not answering you because you carry nothing.
I carry favor for her though. Sit down.
The way to carry it is to go and pray, and they place it on your head. If you are dancing all over everywhere, not your head is empty. When you enter the secret place, they place something on your head. Ah, there is a oil on my head. My head is not empty. There is a oil on my head. My head is not empty. It's the oil of glory. It's the oil of honor. Men that seek God, God place something on their head. When they show up, men look for them. When you are sent to the mountain, you acquire grace. You acquire grace. Men that acquire grace don't enter disgrace. The mountain. Mountain. Start your day with God. Those who are serving idols, they go there early in the morning to put something on a God that is dead. They will put oil, they will put on a dead God. But you have a living God. And you don't think it is priority to wake up and say, Father, good morning. Even though if you can't do 1 hour, can you start the day on your knees and say, Father, good morning. I woke up today. Thank you. Can you wake yourself? The alarm was doing pam 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 pam. You woke up, you switch it off, and you continue to sleep. If you were that strong, you would have stood by yourself. But he woke you up. Any day you wake up, who woke you? So who should you thank? As you wake up, the first thing is go on your knees and say, Father, thank you. The mountain is the place of acquisition of grace. Men that go to the mountain, they return with heavy duty grace. That's why you can't beat a man that can pray. I don't know what is wrong with you, but I remember growing up. Many of you will have this experience. You won't have money in school. You won't have anything. You will call your parents and they will tell you, move your lungs here. Has that God ever failed you? They know what they are saying. They know what they are saying. Some of you say, Mommy Egbadua, she will tell you, give me 3 days. Ah! The gift of praying mothers. The mountain is the place of acquisition of grace. Shout after me. See, after this meeting, I acquire grace. Number what? The mountain is a location of mighty men. Men who are in touch with God. They stay on the mountain. 2 Kings 6, 13 to 17. 2 Kings 6, 13 to 17. Mighty men. They stay on the mountain. They don't come down. And he said, go and spy where he is, that I may send and fetch him. And it was told him, saying, behold, he is in Dothan. Next verse. Therefore sent he thither horses and chariots and a great host, and they came by night and compassed about the city. Next verse. And when the servant of the man of God was risen early and gone forth, behold, the host compassed the city both with horses and chariots. And his servant said unto him, alas, master, how shall we do? Next verse. And he answered, fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them. Next verse. And Elisha prayed and said, Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes that he may see. And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw and behold. What did he see? The mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire. Round about Elisha. Wait, let's go back. The chariot filled the city. The chariots of the enemy filled where? The city. But the chariot of God filled where? The chariot didn't compete with them in the city. Let's go back. Show me the last verse. Let's read it. See, you have to read Bible like a mathematician. Let's go back to verse 16. Read it as if you have never read Bible in your life. Verse 16. Come on, let's read. And when the servant of the man of God was risen early, and note, wait. When did the servant wake up? When did he wake up? Okay. So you see a pattern in the Bible. They wake up early. Want to go? Let's read. And gone forth. Shout it. Behold, an host compassed where? Both with horses and chariots. And his servant said unto him, alas, my master, how shall we do? Where did they compass? The what? Next verse. So let's check the location of they that be with them. Next verse. Want to go? And Elisha prayed and said, Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes that he may see. And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses, and the chariots of fire ran about. The angelic covering, they are always on the mountain. Please come. Sir, come. See, let me show you. This man is born again. Stand here. This man is born again. This man, all he does is, when there is conference like this, 20 days, he will fast and pray for 20 days. Charge. This man might fast maybe 5 days out of the 20 days. But this man, after the 20 days, is normal. But this man, every morning, afternoon, night, is conscious of God. He might just be praying. This man prays 7 hours every day for the 20 days. But this man prays 1 hour every day in the morning. But throughout the day, he's always saying, Father, thank you. Hallelujah. Reverencing God. Thinking about God. Worshipping God. Carrying God's presence. Imagining God. Thinking scriptures. Meditating. Praying. Worshipping. Fellowshipping. Do you know what is happening? This one is perpetually on the mountain. This one visits the mountain. All of you, please come. Please come. Surround this man for me. Surround him. Surround him. Sir, come. Come. Stay here. Because he's a Christian, there is one angel watching him from afar. But this man is surrounded. Is it making sense to you?
Yes, sir.
So, as he's moving, be following him. Now, move. Now. He is never exposed. Why? He is perpetually on the mountain. He might not be doing 7 hours, but he's constantly in touch. 1 hour daily is better than 7 hours once in a week. I am not saying don't pray long. I pray long. I am not saying don't pray long. I pray long. But I'm saying consistency is important more than once a week. As he's fellowshipping with God,
He might just be driving. Shekala brabadabalaba. Lord, I thank you. Hallelujah. These guys are surrounding him. Surrounding him. But this one, after 3 weeks of prayer and fasting, dry fasting, he will go again until next 2 weeks. He's exposed to the attack of the devil, exposed to assault, exposed to anything. There is one angel because he's a child of God. At least you are covered. But the covering of Atile Bayanokoto deep control help. This is why many Christians are attacked. They are exposed. Salvation doesn't shield you. Are you following me? It is fellowship that shields you. Salvation qualifies you for being shielded. Salvation qualifies you for being covered. But fellowship guarantees permanent covering. Fellowship guarantees consistent 24/7 coverage. You cannot be left alone. Ah, when we pray, he answers us. When we cry, he hears our voice. I am not alone. Emmanuel, I am not alone. God, that's the meaning of the song. I am not alone. I am surrounded. He said, "The fire of the Lord encamps." The fire of God can encamp. The fire encamps around his children. The chariot surrounded Elisha on the mountain. The other guys were in the city. Elisha was on the mountain. The chariot didn't go to the city. They stayed on the mountain. When you are sent to intimacy, you are surrounded. That is the city of mighty men. Men who are in touch with God, the mountain. You can never find a strong man on the valley. They are perpetually on the mountain. Perpetually on the mountain. Can you pray in tongues for a minute? Pray. Please go back to your seat. Pray in tongues. Pray in tongues. Pray in tongues. Ibambelege botande. Amen. Number what am I? In the six, the mountain can be a victory location. A place you can contend for. The place of the making of kings. The mountain can be a victory location. The place you can contend for. The place for the making of kings. Joshua 14, 12 to 14. Joshua 14, 12 to 14. The place where you can contend for. The place where you can cry for. Now give me this mountain. Caleb was asking, give me this mountain. And Joshua gave him Oreb. Oreb is the place where they anoint kings in Israel. The mountain is a victory location where kings are made. When you are sent to the mountain, the least you can become is a king. When you can contend for your mountain, kingship is sure. Because the mountain is the place where kings are made. The location for kings. Any man that knows the way of intimacy, that man will rule his generation. Like I told you, men that seek God, men seek them. Any man that knows the way to intimacy, that man will rule his generation. What is intimacy? Into me and see. When you bring intimacy into intimacy, it means into me and see. Come into me and see. There are things you can never see until you come inside. Ah. The mountain is the place where God will show you things you don't know. Jeremiah 33 verse 3. Call unto me. I will answer you. I will show you great and mighty things which thou knowest not. When you ascend the mountain, you begin to see what others don't see. Ah.
Open my eyes, Lord. 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 Show me. Open my eyes. Open my eyes. Light of the world. Kai. You step down into my darkness. Yeah. Open my eyes. Let me see. Beauty that makes this world adore you. God. Oh, for Allah, swear with me. Here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say, God, you're my God. All together, lovely. Together, all together, one wonderful to me. I added a verse to it. I want to see, let me see. I want to see, I want to see, let me see. I want to see, I want to see, let me see. I want to see, I want to see, let me see. I want to see, I want to see, let me see. I want to see, I want to see, let me see. They can only show you things on the mountain. You will be at the level of everyone if you are not on the mountain. You will be assessed, you will be able to assess only general information when you are in the valley. Those on the mountain assess higher information. Elisha prayed, Father, open the eyes of the son. Let him see what others cannot see. Lord, there is something I need to see. What did you show the fathers? Show me. Daddy Gio told us, my father-in-law, he said, all that saw forest, I saw a city. When everyone was not going to redemption, everybody was afraid because that place was highway robbers. Daddy Gio said, I saw a city. After, Deeper Life came there, MFM came there, all the major things happened on that road because a man saw. Open my eyes. On the mountain, you can see. On the mountain, you can only. The mountain is that place where kings are made, the place of sight. Where I can see what others don't see. Open my eyes. You won't know who to marry if you can't see. When myself and Pastor Mavis met, future was not in view. We didn't look like it. Oh, it was just passionate. I was passionate. Oh, but look at today. Imagine we had despised each other that year. I won't be here preaching to your congregation today. Imagine. I'm talking of 2012 or 2013. Oh, that was when we met. Oh, we met 2013. Oh, 2012. That's when we met. 2012. We didn't look like it. It was just one young man who bad punk. He came scattered everywhere. I was pastor of my campus, largest fellowship of campus. I went to him. I said, I love this thing. I love this thing. Ah! And then we connected. We didn't lose numbers in that year. We kept contact. I kept messaging him. He kept messaging me. Look at today. Ah! Many of you have missed relationships you should be in. You have missed friends you should have because you couldn't see. If only you know that person will be the next helper of your destiny, maybe you wouldn't have despised them. There is something about sight. When you are on the mountain, you see greatness in people, even when they don't look like it. Even when they don't look like it, you can see greatness. I was broke when my wife said yes, but she saw something. Imagine she didn't see me. She would have been watching me on TV. Say, Pastor Peter, long.
thank God she said yes.
I had 100 naira in my account. 100 naira. I was broke. But she said yes.
Hey. Open my eyes, Lord. Open my eyes, Lord. Open my eyes. Open my eyes. Open my eyes.
This is the realm of those on the mountain. They see, they see, they see. On the mountain, you can see. On the mountain, you can see. You are blind because you are not on the mountain. There is something that comes with elevation. Sight comes with elevation. When you ascend the mountain, you can see. Ah, we ascend the highest mountain. It's the mountain of the Lord. God, by your blood, by your word, by your spirit. Hey. He's a mountain of the Lord. By your blood. Can you cry, Father, open my eyes. Open my eyes. Open my eyes. Open my eyes. Open. Ah. Open. Open my eyes. Open my eyes. Open my eyes. Here we ascend, oh yes, mountain. It's the mountain of the Lord. By your blood. By your word. By the spirit. Hey, 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 hey. I ascend the highest mountain. Is the mountain of the Lord. By your blood, by your word, by your spirit, by your spirit. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I ascend the highest mountain. Mountain of the Lord. By your Mama Martin, joy.
Amen. Amen. Please sit down.
Even to see revelations in the Bible, they must open your eyes. You will be reading it will look like a poem until they open your eyes. Ah. I wrote a song some years ago. Eshi oju mi. Eshi eti mi. King bo kin rino. Eshi okan mi. Eshi eti mi. King bo kin le ronu. Eshi oju mi. Eshi eti mi. King bo kin rinan. Eshi okan mi. Eshi eti mi. King bo kin le ronu. Iroyin ayode ode o latoke onu wa. Iroyin ayode ode o latoke onu wa. Hey! Iroyin ayode ode o latoke onu wa. Iroyin ayode ode o. Igigigi mama ma ya 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 ye lele. Eshi oju mi, eshi eti mi, kigba kiri ro.
Esiogomi, Esiojumi, Kingdo Kileronu, Esiotimi, Esiojumi, Kingdo Kirino, Esiogomi, Esiotimi, Kingdo Kileronu. Iroyin ayode ode o latoke oruwa Iroyin ayode de o latoke oruwa.
Amen. Wait. It is only when you ascend to the mountain that you can see mysteries in the Bible. Wait. Show me verse 1. Verse 14, verse 16, fast. And Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit to the wilderness, that mountain where he was tempted. I read verse 8 to you when the devil took him to the high mountain and showed him the glories of the world. Now, verse 14, he says he returned in the power of the Spirit. Now, go to verse 16 because of time. Verse 16, look at what happened. Verse 15. Hey, let's read. And when he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read. Note, he said, as his custom was, meaning he has been coming to read before, but he never saw something. He has been coming there to read, but he didn't see anything. What he feel? Next verse. Hey, but let's read. And there was delivered to him the book of prophet Isaiah. And when he opened the book, what happened? He found the place where it was written. Hey, he found it. Note, they delivered the book to him. Then he found. Next verse. What did he find? The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, the recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised. Next verse. To preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Next verse. He closed the book and he gave it. Note, they delivered it to him. He gave it. When they delivered it, it was heavy. When he found his word, it was light. He gave it. You know, you deliver a trailer load or something. Give me your Bible. Not deliver your Bible. Does it make sense to you? Have you delivered the container? Have you delivered the product? Am I correct? Give me your key. Give me your pen. Not deliver your book. You are not here. Is it making sense to you? You can't say, deliver your book to me. What do you say? Give me your book. But if it is paint that you want to use to paint this house, what do you say? Have you delivered the paint? So they delivered every stuff to him. When he opened it, he found his mystery. When he read it, he emptied it. He gave it back. It is only after a mountain encounter that you can find something. Next verse. What happened? This verse. No, go back. Continue. Go back. He gave it again to the minister and sat down. What happened? And every eyes of them that were in the synagogue were fasting on him. Next verse. What did he say? And he began to say to them, this day, this scripture. There are scriptures you must fulfill, but you will never see them until you ascend. It's not about, let's read Matthew today. Until they show you, you can't see it. It's not about how many verses you devour. It's how many they show you. Until they show you, you can't see it. Open my eyes. Open my eyes. He said, open thou our eyes, that we might see the wondrous things
heart of your law.
Open our eyes, Lord.
Channels of my spirit. I am with my Father. No boundaries, no limit. Let deep call on to deep.
Wait.
If Jesus found his destiny in the scripture, what will you find your own? John the Baptist, they asked him, who are you? He said, I'm the voice of one crying in the wilderness. He found Isaiah 40. He found his own. Jesus found his own. If Jesus found, Isaiah found, who are you not to find? Where will you find your own if not in the scripture? A life that is structured by the pictures of the scripture can never be captured by the devil or fractured in any form. If Jesus found his word, he said today, this scripture, which scripture will you fulfill? Open my eyes. Open my eyes. You see, if I close this service here, I'm fine. That mountain is the place where kings are made. What makes king king is light. Kings are not kings because they wear crown. They are kings because they can see what others don't see. What makes king king is light. Illumination. Open my eyes. Open my eyes. Open my eyes. Open my eyes. Amen. Let me try and round up. I've not even got to do half of my teaching tonight. What number am I? Number 7. The mountain can be a limitation, restricting your movement. Deuteronomy chapter 2, verse 3. The mountain can be a limitation, restricting your movement. Ye have compassed this mountain too long. Turn ye not what? This mountain is blocking your progress. Turn to another side. Remember, what type did this one explain? Walk around the mountain. You have stayed around this mountain. There is a way by the north. There are mountains you walk around. There is a way. You have stayed around this mountain. Walk around it. Don't allow this thing to kill you. There's a way. Don't be depressed. Don't commit suicide. There's a way. They broke your heart, and so what? There's a way. You had a carryover, and so what? Is that the end of life? There's a way. There's a way. Not what? There's a way. Tell your neighbor there's a way. Shout and say there's a way. Say it, I mean, say there's a way. Number 8. Mountains can be obstacles that can be moved. Mark 11:23. They can be obstacles that can be moved. Mark 11:23. They can be moved. Say they can be moved. Want to go? Let's read. For verily I say unto you, whosoever shall say to this mountain, be thou removed and be cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he seeth shall come to pass, he shall have. The mountains can be moved. I don't know how long that problem has been troubling you. It can be moved. And tonight, they'll be moved. One more. Number 9, right? The mountain can be a place of refueling and renewal. Matthew 14:23. The place of refueling. The place of renewal. Want to go? Let's read. When he has sent the multitude away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, he was there alone. The mountain is the place of renewal. When people drain you, return to the mountain. Now, how many of you remember that Jesus walked on water? Let me show you why he walked and how he walked. Next verse. He was there for what? Alone, right? Next verse. Read. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with the waves, for the wind was contrary. They left since evening. Wait. Go back to the last verse. Verse 23. Want to go? Let's read. And when he had sent the multitude away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, he was there alone. Meaning he sent them away alone, maybe around afternoon or 4 p.m. And he was there till evening, around 7, 8. Next verse. Follow me. The ship was now in the middle. If they started traveling in the afternoon, then the ship got to the middle of the sea. And there was wind moving the sea, moving the ship. Next verse. Read like you have never read before. And in the fourth watch. Pause. What is fourth watch of the night? There are three watches in Israel. 6 to 9, one watch. 9 to 12, second watch. 12 to 3, third watch. 3 to 6, fourth watch. So which one is this? Between 3 and 6. Remember, he started praying around 6 o'clock. That's like 12 hours in God's presence. He prayed from evening till fourth watch. 6 to 6. Next verse. What happened? No. Continue. Go back. In the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them walking on the sea. He went to meet those who started traveling by 6. In fact, they started traveling before 6, right? Then he prayed till 6. And he trekked and met them. When people leave you, wait. The way for speed is to wait. Don't compete with those running. Let God place something on your head. He went walking on water. Next verse. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, "It is a spirit." And they cried out of fear. Next verse. But straight away, Jesus spake unto them, saying, "Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid." Next verse. And Peter answered and said, "Lord, if it be thou, bid me to come to thee on the waters." Next verse. And he said, "Come." And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. Pause. Why did Jesus walk on water? It wasn't to prove power. He prayed so much, all the sheep left. There was no more sheep at the seashore. He prayed, and the only way to move is that he had sustained capacity in the spirit that if we couldn't sink. There's a level of work you have with God, you can't go down. There's a level of work you have with God, you can never shout, "I can never go down." Shout it, "I can never go down." He couldn't go down. He was walking on water. He has generated so much power that he couldn't sink. Then Peter said, "Hello, sir. If it is you, call Abishai to come." He said, "Come." So why Peter didn't generate power? Why was he walking on water? Wi-Fi. Hotspots. connect. So Jesus generated the power to walk. Jesus turned on all spots. Peter connected. And then he began to browse. After a while, connection was lost. He began to sink. As soon as Peter screamed, "Reconnect! Reconnect!" What happened? Jesus was not close to Peter, but Olowo. That was how that name came from. He stretched forth his hand, and the hand got to Peter. And Olowo Gbogboro. Then he saved Peter. Next verse. Next verse. And when they came into the ship, the wind ceased. Next verse. And they that were in the ship came and worshipped him, saying, "Of a truth, thou art the Son of God." Next verse. And when they were gone over, they came into the land of Gennesaret. They started traveling since they couldn't get to their destination. The man that sustained power entered their boat. They got there immediately. When you ascend on the mountain, you don't sink. It's a place of refilling. It's, you sustain capacity not to sink. Temptations will come, but you can't fall. Even if you feel like something will say no, you can't. If you hold my hands, everything become car. Everything. If you want, everything become. If you want, my everything. Peter was sinking, not when Jesus held his hand. As soon as Jesus grabbed him, they walked back to the boat. He didn't sink again. You see, when you stay on the mountain, you won't only save yourself, you will save other brethren. Staying on the mountain is only for you. No brother will sink around you. See, those of you that like brothers to fall, so that I can mock them, you are never on the mountain, you are in the valley. Those who are on the mountain, they stretch forth their hands. My brother, you are not going down. You are not going down. You are not. You are not. My time is up. I will list for you how to move the mountain. Maybe the next time I come, I will explain to you. Because of time, some of you are going back home. Number one, when you find the mountain, how do you move it? Discover the type of the mountain. You need spiritual intelligence. Discover the type of the mountain. I taught you the natures of the mountain, right? So you know, is this a refilling mountain? Is this a barrier mountain? Is this an obstacle? Is this the seat of kings? Is it the seat of insight? Discover the type of the mountain. Number two, know what to say to the mountain. The word of God is a missile. Remember Mark 11:23, thou shalt say to this mountain. Know what to say to the mountain. Know what to say. When you load yourself with the word, you know what to say. You see Matthew 8:8. Jesus responded to Satan. Get thee behind me, Satan. You must know what to say. Ecclesiastes 8:4. I think it says, where the word of a king, there is power also. Know what to say to the mountain. Know what to say. Number three, have faith and don't doubt what you say. Have faith. No doubt. Have faith. Mark 11:23-24. Have faith. Don't doubt it. Have faith. Don't doubt it. Number four. Rejoice in anticipation of the new order. Rejoice in anticipation of a new order. Praising God in expectation is a proof of faith. Show me Romans 4:20. I close on that. Romans 4:20. Look at how Abraham behaved. Everybody, let's read. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith. What was he doing? Shouted. Giving glory to the Lord. He raised. Giving glory to the Lord. He raised. Hallelujah. Oh. He raised. Hallelujah. Giving glory to the Lord. He raised. God. Wait. I told you the number four, how to move a mountain. Rejoice in anticipation. So, I want to give you 2 minutes to dance for the breakthrough. Dance for the first class. Dance for the 2-1. Dance for the job. Almighty God. Chinekena. Ekele. Chinekena. So, Jehovah, oh Yoma, Jehovah, oh Yoma, Jehovah, oh Yoma, hey, dance, so. Jehovah, oh Yoma, awesome God. Awesome God. Mighty God. Mighty God. Hey, I give you praise. Awesome God. You are the lifted up. Forward and be Jesus go. Yeah, be Jesus go. Be the rabadu, bariwo, be Jesus go. Yeah, be Jesus go. Be the rabadu, for socket, be Jesus go. Ah, be Jesus go. Be the rabadu, forward and be Jesus go. Yeah, yeah.
Maria, Okuko Leniosa. Alaya la Maria, Okuko Lenio, Daddy. David is on in order, Okuko Lenio. David is on in order, Okuko Lenio, sir.
Dance in anticipation. In anticipation for your miracles. The mountains are moving. The mountains are moving. The mountains are moving. The mountains are moving.
The mountains are moving.
The mountains are moving. He has given me victory.
Oh.
I am Jehovah. He has given me victory.
Oh.
Ah. He has given me victory.
Oh.
Okay, yeah.
Eso kalewa.
Kiloro.
Ode amalade urade.
Ode, ode amalade urade.
Kini ude, eya juda. Kini ude o, eya juda. Alagara biara o, eya juda. Amalade ewurade.
Ode, ode, amalade ewurade.
Ah, ogo baba ogo, 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 ogo
baba ogo. Oya, ogo baba ogo, ogo baba ogo, ogo baba ogo, ogo baba ogo, ogo baba ogo.
Shout 100 hallelujah. Are you ready? Hallelujah. 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 4. Hallelujah. 5. Hallelujah. 6. Hallelujah. 7. Hallelujah. 8. Hallelujah. 9. Hallelujah. 10. Hallelujah. 11. Hallelujah. 12. Hallelujah. 13. Hallelujah. 14. Hallelujah. 15. Hallelujah. 16. Hallelujah. 17. Hallelujah. 18. Hallelujah 19. Hallelujah 20. Hallelujah 21. Hallelujah 22. Hallelujah 23. Hallelujah 24. Hallelujah 25. Hallelujah 26. Hallelujah 27. Hallelujah 28. Hallelujah 29. Hallelujah 30. Hallelujah 31. Hallelujah 32. Hallelujah 33. Hallelujah 34. Hallelujah 35. Hallelujah 36. Hallelujah 37. Hallelujah 38. Hallelujah 39. Hallelujah 40. Hallelujah 41, hallelujah 42, hallelujah 43, hallelujah 44, hallelujah 45, hallelujah 46, hallelujah 47, hallelujah 48, hallelujah 49, hallelujah 50, hallelujah 51, hallelujah 52, hallelujah 53, hallelujah 54, hallelujah 55, hallelujah 56, hallelujah 57, hallelujah 58, hallelujah 59, hallelujah 60, hallelujah 61, hallelujah 62. Hallelujah 63, hallelujah 64, hallelujah 65, hallelujah 66, hallelujah 67, hallelujah 68, hallelujah 69, hallelujah 70, hallelujah 71, hallelujah 72, hallelujah 73, hallelujah 74, hallelujah 75, hallelujah 76, hallelujah 77, hallelujah 78, hallelujah 79, hallelujah 80, hallelujah 81, hallelujah 82, hallelujah 83, hallelujah 84, hallelujah 85, hallelujah 86, hallelujah 87, hallelujah 88, hallelujah 90, hallelujah 90, hallelujah 91, hallelujah 92, hallelujah 93, hallelujah 94, hallelujah 95, hallelujah 96, hallelujah 97, hallelujah 98, hallelujah 99, hallelujah. We give you
all the glory.
We worship you, God.
We worship you,
God. You are worthy.
You are worthy.
Hey, we give you. We give you, we give you all, yeah.
We give you all the glory.
We worship you.
as I leave you tonight, this is the key to moving any mountain. Don't allow the devil mock you when you are faced with a tough challenge. Enter praise. After you have identified the mountain, you know what to say to the mountain. You have faith. Praise. When you remove P from praise, it remains raised. Those who praise God are constantly raised. Praise. Praise. You are here, you want to say, Pastor, I want to give my life to Jesus. I want to rededicate my life to Jesus. I'm struggling with the sin. Please come out. Come. Let me just pray for you. Come. Come. Please let me pray for you. Come to the front. Come and meet me here. You want to give your life to Jesus? You want to rededicate your life to Jesus? You are struggling with the sin. Please come. 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 Ijinle ninu ijinle. Eshewo. Thank you, my sister. Ijinle ninu ijinle. Eshewo. Keep coming. Keep coming. Keep coming. Ijinle ninu ijinle. Keep coming, keep coming, keep coming, keep coming. I know me sorrow. Hey, my show, yes. Oni me sorrow. All I need was sorrow. If you are coming, I'm waiting for you. I know me sorrow. Hey, Shewo. Oni me sorrow. Ala mi a sorrow.
Ejila nino ejila.
Say after me, say, Lord Jesus, I am sorry for my sins. I believe you died for me on the cross of Calvary. I confess you as my Lord and Savior. Forgive me my sins. Please come into my heart. Save my soul. Deliver me from the power of sin. And I will never go back to the world. I'm established in righteousness. I'm saved. In Jesus' name. I decree you are saved. Please just follow this counsel over here. I need your names and you back to yourself. Hashem, I know me sorrow. Hashem. Oni mi so. Amen. Everybody, lift up your two hands. All eyes closed. I hear in my spirit, there's a glory that needs to drop on you. Rise up on your feet. Ushers, be very ready because something drastic is about to happen here. Ha! The angels of the Lord are in this house now. Watch it. Anything can happen here now. Watch it. Watch it. At the count of seven, let the wind blow. When you hear seven, you shout fire. And that fire will rest upon you, removing every mountain, breaking every chain, healing all manner of sicknesses, removing every obstacle, delivering everybody, and repositioning you to your next level. Angels of my calling, where are you? Now, Holy Spirit, we are ready. At the count of seven, as they shout fire, let literal fire drop upon this house now. One, two, get ready. Three, aha, four, yes, yeah, move you around. Five, aha, 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 six, seven. Now,
Help them, 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 help them. Usher, help them, usher, help them, usher, help them. Imana, mana, 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 channels of my spirit. Oh, put up. Aha. Aya, 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 aya. Awo Oluwa nbe lori aye mi o kai kai on be me for check it 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 fire of the Holy Ghost. Ah ah Ushers, help them. Hey yagadagalaga yagadaga. Take yours, 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 fire, take yours, take yours, take yours, take yours, help them, ushers, take yours, 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 fire, fire the Holy Ghost, take yours, take yours, take yours, take yours, Jesus, help him, yagadagalaga, yagadagalaga, yagadagalaga. Fire, 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 fire. Take yours. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Take yours. 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 Fire. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Take yours. Take yours. Take yours. Take yours. Take. 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 Jesus. There is fire here. Yes. Lift up your two hands. I speak as God's prophet. Inside, outside, on the gallery, any mountain that is an obstacle, tonight they are moved. I said they are moved. I said they are moved. Every mountain that is an obstacle in your health, in your finances, in your ministry, in your business, in your academics, I said they are moved. Pray in the Holy Ghost, somebody. It's your night of victory. It's your night of victory. It's your night of victory. It's your night of victory.
Go ahead and declare that the mountain moves. Every mountain moves. Every mountain moves. In the name of Jesus. We declare now that the mountains move. Every obstacle gives way. In the mighty name of Jesus. Tonight, may the Spirit of God by Himself draw you to the mountaintop. May He draw you to the place of prayer. May He draw you to the place of intimacy. May He draw you to the place of fellowship. In the name of Jesus. The new beginning that God has started in your life. In these 20 days of glory, I pray for you that you'll begin to walk upon the high places of your life. Where you had shame before, the glory of God will cover. Where you were disadvantaged before, the Holy Spirit will be your advantage. I declare in the name of Jesus, between now and Sunday, the end of this meeting, you are coming with a testimony in the name of Jesus. A testimony of a mighty deliverance, mighty healing, supernatural visitation, a dramatic sudden visitation. In the name of Jesus. Everyone that has lost their identity as a result of misplaced priorities, I declare that the Holy Spirit restore your identity. The Holy Spirit restore your identity. You have lost time and mileage in the Spirit because you were not able to connect. Now I declare by the Spirit, as you have made this connection, may your connection with the Holy Spirit remain fixed in the name of Jesus. Every plan of Satan to distract you, to drag you back, to frustrate you, I declare it will never come to fruition in the name of Jesus. It is well with you. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Can you put your hands together, celebrate Jesus today?
Thank you for listening. We are sure you've been blessed tremendously. For more of this life-transforming messages, stay connected with us across our social media platforms at PTC Center and visit our website at www.ptccenter.org. God bless you.